This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Keep on riding, riding on.
Inching ever closer to puck drop. So every segment we get about 20 minutes closer to.
It's pretty crazy.
To the big game. Biggest game. And Jim, we have news, lineup news for the Blues.
Lineup news for the Blues. We have
courtesy of David Salomon.
Yes, we have a host of thousands there.
An army there.
Edmondson is in. Robert Bortuzzo is out. Sammy Blais is in. Robert Thomas is out for the game tonight. In this game seven. So a little bit of a change. I thought maybe Robert Thomas, since he was able to go in six, would be able to go through seven, but they're going to go with Sammy Blais instead. And Edmondson gets back in the lineup tonight. It's interesting. I don't know why, what the reasons are, but I mean, there could be, and I brought this up, we really don't know why that reasoning is, but I mean, you could have. Robert Bortuzzo could have, you know, taken a puck somewhere and be injured that we don't know about, or, you know, or could be hampered. Or maybe Berube just likes to change it up and give Edmondson a chance, and he likes a matchup better for tonight. I mean, there are so many reasons on why that could have been made, but those are the lineup changes for tonight. So you got everything set. I don't have official word other than Gritslick is in for Boston tonight. And I believe here's another storyline we haven't touched on in probably since last week. David Backes will probably not be in the lineup tonight.
How about that?
The irony of the situation? He leaves St. Louis, various reasons why, signs a contract with Boston. He gets to a Stanley Cup final. There's a game seven, and he will not be playing against the team that he played his entire career with, the St. Louis Blues, in a game seven. That's... Just the irony in that situation alone is very odd. Game 7, so by the way, Bruins 15-12 in Game 7's history, and that includes all rounds. That's the most Game 7s that any franchise has ever played in all the franchises in the National Hockey League. They are 14-8 in Game 7s at home. However, this will be the first Cup Final Game 7 at home for the Boston Bruins in 95 years. Mm. That's how rare this thing is. Blues 9-8 in their 17 game sevens in history. They're 4-6 on the road in their game sevens. Obviously, first ever Cup Final game seven for the St. Louis Blues. Numbers don't look great for the Blues, but as I said in our last segment, the last two game sevens, the road team has won. So there you go.
There we go. In the 3-1-4, trying to play a numbers game. I hate to even mention it, and maybe you guys shouldn't, but we're going to.
Uh-oh.
Anything could happen tonight. Hockey gods have been tweaking. You add up today's date. It's June 12th, 2019. I just did 6-12-19. So 6 plus 12 plus 19 equals 37. Who wears that sweater? Here's to a puck off Bergeron's skate for the Blues win.
Okay.
So that's what the 3-1-4 is banking
off
on.
Off Bergeron sticking into his own goal. Okay. I'll take that. Too bad for Patrice Bergeron. You're the guy. Okay. We'll take that. That's some wild math to get there, but
yes.
We'll definitely take that for sure. Zdeno Chara, by the way, is going to play in his 14th game seven.
Jeez.
He is only, however, 6-7 in his 13 previous game seven appearances. And by the way, the 14th will be the most all time. He is currently tied with Patrick Waugh, who you might be surprised to find out is only 6-7 in game sevens, and Scott Stevens, who is only 7-6 in game sevens.
Wow.
You would, you know, you'd think
game sevens are a toss-up, I suppose, when it comes down to it for home and road teams. Donald Trump's Russian friend, boys, it's been a hell of a ride. I'm ready for either outcome. Let's go, Blues.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of, I want the win, but I'm at ease with whatever happens tonight.
And Blues alumni have made the trip. Martin Kilcoyne, who will be joining us momentarily, posting on Twitter that Brett Hull, Keith Tkachuk, Barrett Jackman, Chris Pronger, Bernie Federko, and Al MacInnis, all some with their roles with the team, like Al MacInnis, Bernie Federko of Fox Sports Midwest. Chris Pronger is there, Barrett Jackman, Brett Hull worked with the team, and I think Keith Tkachuk is there just because Keith likes to party, and there could be a pretty big party tonight in Boston. And speaking of Boston, Martin Kilcoin, live from the arena, joins us. Martin, how are you today?
I am good, Hoff, and you know I have a lot of pet peeves and a lot of things that annoy me, right?
Yeah.
And so,
sometimes it's old ladies cutting in front of you in line.
guy who tweets so fast that it's just rife with mistakes has always bothered me. And today, I'm that guy, walking through the scrums, typing, texting, and tweeting all at the same time while getting bumped into by a guy speaking French. And it's mildly chaotic. So here's what I was trying to articulate, and I think I screwed it up yet again. The point is, because, you know, they didn't do it at home, if they were able to win here tonight, I should say, you know what, when, not if, but they will have a strong contingent of alumni, and I think it's cool. There's a flight that's coming today with some Blues office people, and Layla's on that flight, but I also was pointing out that Keith Tkachuk will be here, Barrett Jackman, Brett Hull is coming, Chris Pronger, even though he works for the Panthers. I love the fact he's embracing his alumni roots, of course.
He's like La Russa. He works for one team, but he roots for the St. Louis team.
Correct. So they're all on the flight, but I typed it so fast, and apparently I left Pronger out and put Brett Hull twice, which, with Brett's recent activity, led to a ton of jokes about, wait a minute, is Hully seeing double? Are you seeing double? Who's coming? Good Brett and bad Brett? Sober Brett, drunk Brett? And I'm like, oh, no. This thing has gone sideways so fast. So I cleaned it all up, sent it back out, and said, and of course, we should include Bernie Federko. He's here with Fox Midwest. And, of course, Al MacInnis works for the team. So I finally got it
Doesn't
all
Doesn't Brett
straight,
Hull work for the
up.
Team? Isn't that why he's there? Or is he there just to party for two people?
Who's that?
Brett Hull.
Well, he works for the team, but yeah, I mean,
he's here to party.
Barrett Jackman, and I think maybe still works in some role. I'm not sure. Walt does work for him, Tkachuk. So some of those folks are Blues, quote unquote, employees. But I finally got it all cleaned up, resent it out, and then somebody said, what about Bobby Plager? And I said, oh, crap.
What about Kelly Chase? Is he there?
I don't believe Chase will be unless he's coming on his own.
Okay.
So
let's keep correcting.
Anyway, it's not that important, but there's your clarification of
you didn't include David Backes. He's a Blues alumni. He's there.
Oh, now I'm just going to delete my whole account. I think at this point that's the only answer.
Martin, there were no accidental emails from newspapers about the Blues winning, and you just talked to some of the assembled players. What's the vibe going into tonight? I'm sure everyone is excited and ready, but anything else come out of the media session?
Well, I think the only, you know, surprise is, as we watched in, you know, in the middle of February, nobody really cares who's a healthy scratch, who's in, who's out. But this time of year, everything's magnified. So the big decision was going to be, is Robert Thomas in or Sammy Blais? And Thomas was not on the ice, so that sort of decided itself. Sammy Blais is going to be on that third line with Bozak and Maroon. It's pretty obvious if Robert Thomas were 100% healthy, he'd be playing. He's limited. Got him back in the lineup for game six, but didn't play a lot of minutes. So I'm sure he'd love to go out there and try and contribute, but because he's injured, he's not out there. And then the shocker to me is Joel Edmondson, somebody whose stock has been down, was, you know, making a lot of bad penalties and just wasn't playing real well, got taken out, and you didn't even hear his name suggested or mentioned, and yet he is in the lineup tonight. Robert Bortuzzo says that would rate – I'm shocked by that because it did appear that Edmonton's stock was way down, but he's back in the lineup. As far as the tone, I think most of them now just want to play the game. I mean, there's all these gaps in between. It's NBA-esque, and I think the players are – there's nothing left to say. All they can do is play the game, and I think that's sort of the tone right now.
How about the tone of the city of Boston right now?
You know, I mean, we were joking on the TV side. I mean, to me – granted, I know the layout in St. Louis a lot better, and I know where to look, and you could feel the buzz. There's no doubt about it. I don't sense that here. And it's, you know, it's a bigger city, and there's a lot going on. Certainly there's a passionate Bruins base that's going to be here, and, you know, this it just hasn't – I don't think it's taken over the city the way it has in St. Louis, and probably because they haven't had a historic drought. Now, maybe if I were here in 2011 when they were trying to end that drought, it might have felt different. But we were doing some reports yesterday and we're staying near Bunker Hill. There's a lot of history wherever you go in Boston. We just happen to be in this townhome near Bunker Hill. It's basically, it's a monument that looks similar to the Washington Monument, just not quite as big. And as Charlie and I were getting ready to do our reports, this guy walks up and he's dressed, you know, like in the 1700s gear, a reenactment kind of guy, Paul Revere. Uh-huh. And he walks up and he's got a great Boston accent and starts talking to us about where we're from. We said St. Louis. And as soon as he realized we're on the blues bandwagon, he said, "Oh, you guys, you're going to get your butts beaten." I said, "Wait a minute.
Is that allowed?
You're a reenactment guy.
Yeah, is that allowed?
You can't break character. You can't talk about the NHL. It wasn't even invented in 17 whatever you are. Get out of here, reenactment guy." So there's still that. You'll still get that vibe. You'll stick a little Boston edge wherever you go. But I don't sense it's anywhere close to where St. Louis was or even is tonight.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Guy yelling at you. I don't think – shouldn't he be fired? It's not allowed. Yeah, if you went to Disney and you told someone dressed up like as a princess,
Goofy,
like
yelling at my
yeah,
kids.
Like what if like you know Cinderella just yells at you because you're rooting for the wrong team? That's a fireable offense.
I wanted to point out too, Bunker Hill. You guys lost the battle. Come on, here. We've been reading up on this stuff. You can drink a cup of mead or whatever it is you were having back in the day.
I mean, if anything, it should like you because it was, the blue coats was Revolutionary War. That was the United States Army was wearing that. You should like the blues.
I believe Big Al, in one of his late night drunken texts, told
Sorry.
Me to dump to have. I was supposed to dump a bunch of stuff into the harbor to reenact the Tea Party.
Oh, that's littering. You can't do that.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. Well, in the name of Big Al, I can because then he could be fine. But I think you guys are probably. Where everybody is right now, the team included, the fans included, just kind of anxious to play the game. And I was doing a little reading up on it. There's never been more than 4 goals in a Stanley Cup Game 7 of the final. So typically, I guess, lower scoring. Nobody's ever had a hat trick in a Game 7. And we were just talking to Chris Kerber for a TV interview, just kind of about the call. And, you know, he said he was thinking about the Kirk Gibson home run because he said he had 2 great calls, Vin Scully and Jack Buck. And Jack Buck saying, "I don't believe what I just saw." And Scully's was the improbable has become possible or something along those lines. And he said, you know, that's kind of this team this season. And I think now after the disappointment of Sunday's over with, everybody just feels like this is kind of how it should be. Landing in a Game 7 where most people would probably pick them not to win. And that's kind of been their season where everybody's just kind of thinking this, you know, we were talking on the radio. Should they trade Tarasenko?
Yeah.
You know, what do you do with Pat Maroon? Does he clear waivers? I mean, that's this team that's got a chance to win the Stanley Cup. So it clearly is as improbable a story as I think any of us have ever seen. I mean, the Rams deal was out of nowhere in 99, but you sort of had all season to believe that, well, this is a really good team. We went through a chunk, big chunk of this season, thinking this team's terrible. Is Army, why are they renewing Army? I mean, all those conversations happened, and they were all legitimate questions, which makes all of this just more crazy, and maybe we should just expect something crazy tonight.
Speaking of in that regard, Kerber picked Tarasenko. Who did Frank went with?
O'Reilly.
He's
O'Reilly.
Been on a while.
Yeah, yeah. Charlie's not here to say you can't pick him, so who's your pick to click?
I'm going to walk over to the Chuck's too.
Okay.
But I would love to say Sanford because it would be a great story. And I didn't get a chance to talk to him today. I wondered in 2011 if he was in high school watching the Bruins with his family. But I'm going to go Shen. I think I've ridden that train a little bit, and I feel like he's due. Certainly Schwartz would fall into the due category. But I'm going to go with number 10, but I'm approaching Chaz. All right, let's get clarification. This is from the bowels of TD Garden. Charlie Marlowe, I'm live on the radio on 590 The Fan. Hoff and Huer have asked for a pick to click, but they said, have you cleared all of this with Charlie? So I'm going to hand the phone here. There's a guest appearance by Charles Marlowe.
Hi, Chuck. How are
good
you?
Good afternoon, folks. Our guest back in St. Louis. Still, good morning. And also, I will be appearing. I was scheduled to appear in 40 minutes, so
yeah.
Should I save my pick to click?
Save your pick to click to then, but Martin picked Braden Shen. Is that allowed?
I feel like Martin's picked Braden Shen for every game in the last, 20 postseasons?
Does sound familiar, doesn't it?
So it's allowed?
What's up, boys?
So is it allowed?
Is that okay? Is he allowed to take that?
He can go with that. Let me let me kind of think this over the next 40 minutes. Yes. I'm really preparing well.
I'm glad you are.
Coming up here. I'm excited for it. We're going to leave TD Garden. We're going to go back to our beautiful townhouse.
How is that? Is that going over well, the townhome?
The Bunker Hill monument is very nice.
We should have asked Frank.
Sound ready.
Frank's like staying in an Airbnb with Cam. We missed it. I should have asked him about that. That's unfortunate. Chuck, you hand the phone back to Martin. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, boys.
All right, thank you.
Sounds like my pick got swatted, right?
No, he's okay with it. He did mention that you've kind of picked Braden Schenn a lot, though, recently. But
well, I'm going to stay on it. You
okay.
Know? You know, you guys always made fun of Matheny for taking a Bowman and driving him into the ground. I'm riding this one all the way into the ground.
Okay, well, that's fair. Why not? Game seven. How's the I forgot to ask Frank, and it really is my fault, because I should have asked how their Airbnb situation is going, because everyone is staying, including Cam Jansen, and that is kind of like a bizarre roommate situation where it's Frank Cusimano and Cam Jansen. Not quite the same with Fox, but how's the living situation? Is it better staying on land?
Yes, I prefer land. Don't have those Jimmy legs anymore. We've actually got a great setup. It's really nice. Four bedrooms, two baths. Frank told me, in terms of the accommodation game, they're about a half hour away, and it's less than ideal. And he said, we found out it's Whitey Bulger's hometown where he grew up. And he said, if that gives you any idea,
maybe a little
rough.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, and he said, Cam Jansen already called and said, I'm good. I found a place. So I think Cam is already.
Is Cam staying with Walt? Is he staying at the Kachuk house?
I think he already opted out and found himself a Marriott or something else. Whether it's a current athlete or a former athlete, professional athletes, when they kind of see how the media world lives, I think they're appalled, and they usually say, you know what, I'll do my own thing.
That is true.
Real quick, before we let you go, your pick to click, Braden Schenn, score prediction tonight, Blues, Bruins, Game 7.
Boy, the prediction.
You had a lot of numbers early about indicating that we should expect a low-scoring affair tonight.
Yes. I'm going to say, I want to take this to the grave. I'm going to say 3-1 Blues, and the third is an empty netter. It's a tight game. They take a 2-1 lead, Schenner in the third, and then later an empty netter.
Martin, have
and
fun
Brett
tonight.
All of the Brett Hulls, both of them that I referenced, all four of them, all five of them, there'll be multiple Keith Kachucks, several prongs. Strick will be here. We'll all be seeing double a little later.
Boston might be dry by tomorrow morning if the Blues end up winning.
Think
the
about
Stanley
that,
Cup.
Pruitt. I didn't include myself and Chaz. We were both overserved inside the townhome last night.
Nice.
And now you had Walt and Hully and, oh, good God. There'll be old Warson memberships will be revoked over this.
Martin, have fun tonight. We talked to Frank. Apparently he was hinted at by the person in charge of the food to expect something of a springtime vibe for the media meal tonight, which one of our texters told us that usually crab is a springtime meal in the Northeast. So maybe you'll get some good food tonight.
Wow.
Along with great hockey.
You're telling me there will be bibs.
Yes.
In a game seven. I got to tell you, I think I'm too nervous to eat. I got to be honest.
Is Tom Stasiak too nervous to eat?
No, there's no such thing. All right, boys, I think, do we agree with the – I think JT, Jim Thomas, put it in the opening paragraph today, said arguably the biggest sporting event in the history of our town.
I agree, yeah.
And I got to say, I think it is. And I was talking with Frank a little bit, watching the skate, and said, you know, the Rams deal, it was really exciting, but they were in their fifth year, and it still felt kind of strange, like, hey, this is our team, our Rams. It was great. They were thrilling. It was fun. Those memories will last a lifetime. But you didn't feel that connected to that helmet or that brand. You love the players. Everybody loved Kurt Warner and Marshall Faulk. But and then the Cardinals have won so much, it just kind of all rolls together. This thing just stands out on its own, and it's hard to kind of put it into words, so let's hope it's a great
and it does seem so much that events like this are made all the more special because of previous failures. And with the Blues, you go through all the postseason failures prior to tonight. With the Rams, they hadn't made the postseason, they just weren't very good, so it just, you didn't have the context of all the bad stuff that led up to this makes this all the more special. With the Blues, you do, and that's what makes tonight the biggest sporting event in St. Louis history.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt. And Ken Wilson said, a couple weeks ago when we talked to him, he might cry. So I might do the same, I got to tell you. But it's sports. You never know. It could be great elation, could be big disappointment. You just don't know. That's why they play the game.
Tune in to Fox 2 tonight at about 10:30. You might see a teary-eyed Martin Kilcoyne. If that's not enough reason to watch, I don't know what is.
Thank you. And a reminder to all, yes, we've got Charlie Marlow, myself, Brian Ledford, Dave Sharp. When the game ends, of course, flip to Fox for extensive post-game coverage.
Martin, have fun tonight.
All right, see you guys.
That's Martin Kilcoyne live in Boston. I should have asked Frank about the arrangements. I didn't think to. Sounds like they're not ideal.
Yeah, he...
It sounds like it's not very fun.
Yeah, probably not. I think he's just... He won't want to go back to Boston anytime soon.
All you need to say is half hour away from the arena.
And that's long. And I don't know if that is...
And you're
is,
talking with traffic, without
traffic. Right.
I
don't know if that counts what traffic could be like. I'm just thinking, I mean, a half hour from like the Enterprise Center would put you in Chesterfield?
And
Kirkwood?
Let's just
not
say,
even Kirkwood, Chesterfield.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple Whitey Bulger documentaries as well as the movie.
Country Club Lifestyle.
I didn't see a lot of, you know, Chase Plazas around that area. You know, some really nice
Bulger
five-star.
Was The Departed, wasn't it? Wasn't that supposedly based off to a degree?
I don't remember if that was him or not.
Man, I forgot the movie name, but it's the Whitey Bulger story is fantastic.
Whitey Bulger movie. The recently dead Whitey. Oh, Black Mass.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Also The Departed, the brilliant Jack's character was somewhat loosely based off him. Black Mass was the one that was more based on the character with Johnny Depp. Hey, Lakeside Roofing's reputation is one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, and competitive prices. Lakeside Roofing features the finest quality roofing materials, and they provide expert installation. Find them online today at lakesideroofing.com. Plazzi, I believe that's all the lives, right? All right, there we go. We did our business. Everyone joining the Maryville University listener line and continue to one more. All right, Jim, appreciate the time. I know that you have, not Tarasenko. What was your pick to click?
I haven't given that
Who
yet.
Who is it? Who's your pick to click? We got to get yours.
It's a 2-1 Blues win.
That can't be that. That'll be too nerve.
And Vince Dunn gets the game-winning goal of the blast from the point.
Wow. Okay.
Through traffic.
As you would expect that. Vince Dunn would be the one who would. This has been unexpected heroes. Pat Maroon, Game 7 against Dallas. Carl Gunnarsson,
yep.
The only person who thought he would score in overtime was, in fact, Carl Gunnarsson, as the story came out, him and Berube at the urinal. Maybe that should be, there's the Buchegras overtime challenge. If this game goes overtime, maybe we should have the Craig Berube urinal overtime challenge.
It might end up
it's
being
be a
that.
Line at the pisser to talk to Craig.
I'm going to go first. Coach is in there. I go first.
Jim, enjoy tonight's game. It is something that no one in St. Louis has experienced, and we'll hate every minute of it until it's over.
We'll enjoy it, and then we'll be back here tomorrow morning.
We'll be back here tomorrow with all the coverage. We won't find out until about 10:30 tonight what kind of coverage that will be, but there will be coverage nonetheless. Bob Ramsey coming in next. Charlie Marlow scheduled to join around 12:30. More Blues and Cardinals coverage on the other side. This was the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Midday Grind on deck.